Cavalera, your Wednesday update, August 12th. Today, no big teaser, no earth-shattering reveal. What we've got is a patch that keeps getting polished, a new store bundle that's not exactly winning hearts, and a community using the technical breathing room to ask some pretty fundamental questions about the game itself. Let's start with the PTU. Alpha 4.10 got its 12th build overnight since it opened. No new features this time, just fixes and server load optimizations. The Siege of Orison got several tweaks. The desync that was freezing or teleporting AI mid-combat has been addressed, along with the bug sending dead players somewhere other than their checkpoint. Recco Battaglia missions were either stalling out in certain cases or looping back after completion. That's fixed too. A few known issues are still being tracked, including performance drops near one of the Siege of Orison platforms, but nothing that's blocking testing. The live version stays on 4.9. On the store side, CIG has put up this month's bundle, called Steel Tech. It includes a heavy armor set, a Vendetta heavy machine gun, and a paint for the Anvil Asgard. The reception has been notably cooler than the announcement's tone. On Spectrum and Reddit alike, a lot of players are pointing to the same thing. This isn't a cosmetic, it's a gameplay advantage sold in the store. One thread that captures the mood pretty well is simply titled, "Sell Skins, Not Items," and it's picked up a lot of support. On Reddit, the promo image itself gets a chuckle, a horde of enemies charging without firing at the fully armored Colossus, but the laughs fade quickly when a player reports that the bundle's weapon can apparently be used in armistice zones on the PTU. That's exactly the kind of detail that, understandably, frustrates people who just want balance. A roadmap update is scheduled for today, with a focus on features targeted for the next major version, 4.11. Nothing more to go on for now, so stay tuned. Over to the community, and Spectrum sets the tone. An almost philosophical debate about what Star Citizen should actually be. One thread crossed 430 votes, making the case for a return to simulation roots, away from what some are calling, with no shortage of irony, a theme park experience. Other threads in its wake wonder whether the design teams actually play the game for fun. Squadron 42 keeps coming up with no official response. Whole threads dedicated to the possibility of another delay, alongside others from people who are simply still excited and impatient. The Quantum Jump range is also stirring up nearly 200 replies, with players questioning what carriers and heavy logistics are, even for now that travel distances have shifted. And then there's piracy, which never really dies. A bluntly titled thread, "Every pirate I know is bored, let us rob people again," pulled in close to 340 replies, directly echoing a community poll claiming most players rarely encounter a pirate during an entire session. On the more constructive side, another thread pushes for refocusing game design around solo play and a genuine rebalancing of ship roles so every hull actually has a clear purpose. On Reddit, the mood is more mixed. There's real fatigue on display, players describing sessions cut short because they couldn't retrieve stored ships, or losing an entire stock of materials after a station relocation. A thread revisits the removal of the public roadmap, seen by some as a broken commitment to backers. Squadron 42 has spawned its share of memes, with one title that nails the vibe. Me when SQ-42 gets delayed again for the 20th time this year. But alongside the exhaustion, creativity is still running hot. A Lego model of the Drake Corsair, a 3D-printed helmet, and one player who chalked an M80 ship on their lawn and captioned it, "Going outside for some air." The annual ship livery contest is also keeping its loyal base of enthusiastic propaganda going strong for their favorite paint jobs. On a more practical note, Perseus captains are swapping workarounds for the ship's known bugs, a temperamental elevator and an occasionally unusable pilot seat, while another thread is already speculating on what 4.11 will bring. And for newcomers, one new player shared that clearing their cache fixed a stuck home location, proof that not every problem needs an official patch. Looking ahead, the RSI Weekly Newsletter drops Friday, and a Bar Citizen stop on the world tour is happening Saturday in Denver. By the numbers, $503,000 raised yesterday, with the total holding around $1.035 billion. That was Cavalera. See you tomorrow, and fly safe. Or don't.